You're listening to SBS News.
Anyone that uses the internet has likely to have come across reviews and testimonials for a range of products and services. A testimonial is a positive statement about a person or thing. They're often used by companies to spruik their products and services, but there are some areas where testimonials send the wrong message. The Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, or APRA, prohibits any regulated medical practitioners from using testimonials when advertising their medical services. Dr. Chris Moy is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association. Dr. Moy says patients should steer clear of any regulated medical practitioner who uses testimonials to advertise their clinical services.
Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, which basically covers all registered health practitioners, which basically says that testimonials are not on. And essentially, it defines a testimonial as recommendations or positive statements about clinical aspects of a regulated health service used in advertising, such as patient stories, patient experiences, or success stories. And you can hear from that, that's the problem. They essentially are going to be just all positive, and they have the potential to really bias people's thinking about treatment and maybe make it sound like it's actually better than it actually is, without indicating the potential negatives. And that has the potential to really reduce trust in the system.
APRA says some patients use online reviews to make decisions about their choice of practitioner and treatment options. The agency says reviews can appear on business websites, in a service directory or booking site, on social media, on discussion forums, on a search engine or on a review platform. The prohibition of testimonials does not affect patients sharing information, expressing their views online, or posting reviews on review platforms, but medical practitioners are still not allowed to use, for example, positive reviews in any advertising about their clinics. Dr. Moy says while there is more scope for balance in reviews, people should still be cautious when reading them.
There is less potential for harm because individuals writing on those have the potential to write down things that are good or bad. Now, having said that, I think you just do tend to get the extremes, and I would tell people to be wary about things because when they're reading either positive or negative comments, you don't really get the full story. But the main thing about that is when people are writing reviews where the actual practitioner has no opportunity to actually change those reviews or alter or bias those reviews, then in fact there's a sort of a balance to it which isn't the same thing as testimonials, where essentially you're only going to get a good news story, which is not always going to be the whole truth.
Lecturer in marketing at RMIT University in Melbourne, Dr. Tongia Aleti, says there's a growing body of research showing consumers take reviews seriously. Beyond the usual suspects of holiday destinations and restaurants, he says people will check reviews for just about any product or service. So how can you tell if a review is real or fake? Dr. Aleti says it can be hard to tell.
That's very, very difficult. I guess there's a few sort of simple things that would make one feel a little bit skeptical, and that is look at the person that's reviewing. Have they posted many reviews, or is this potentially the first or the only review that they've posted, and that review then being negative? Then we know that could have been triggered by a particular bias, or it may have been placed by someone either directly or indirectly working for the competition, so to speak, which is also common.
Dr. Aleti says what is known from the existing research is that consumers are much more likely to post negative reviews than positive ones. It's a situation companies need to take seriously by responding to negative reviews and also encouraging, where terms and conditions allow, for consumers to post positive feedback. Dr. Aleti says how seriously companies take reviews varies considerably, but he believes if they are not taking notice, they should be.
One way to do take them serious would be to respond to negative reviews. Now, on most platforms and websites, it is against terms and conditions for companies to actively seek positive reviews from consumers, so they need to be very careful with how they approach that. But to remind consumers of, you know, if they appreciated the services, to write a review that is general good practice, and you can't afford to ignore it, because then all that's going to be left there would be the negative ones.
Can consumers get themselves into any legal trouble by posting negative online reviews? Generally, defamation laws used to protect individuals can also be used by businesses to sue consumers for posting negative online reviews. Julian Deich is a legal academic at the law school at Macquarie University. He says whether a consumer can be sued for making defamatory comments in a review depends on the size of the company a consumer is reviewing.
Defamation is normally for an individual. A company can sue for defamation if there are fewer than 10 employees or if they're an excluded corporation. So just say you are a not-for-profit or a charity organisation. But ordinarily, if you are a for-profit organisation and have more than 10 employees, and that also includes if you have another company that is connected to your company, or if you are a public body, you can't sue either.
In New South Wales, in August 2020, amendments recognising online publishing were passed to make laws uniform, with other states expected to follow. Applicants now need to show that a negative review caused serious harm and must prove this. Previously, the applicant only needed to demonstrate that the material contained defamatory imputations that would likely cause some harm, but not necessarily serious harm. If this is not established, the court may dismiss the application. Julian Deitz says while these amendments give more freedom to reviewers, truth still remains the main defence for those posting critical reviews.
Truth is a defence. Honest opinion is another. And there's a new defence under the amendments called the public interest defence. So if what you say, if you can demonstrate that what you say is in the public interest, you may prevail with that defence as well. The main advice is if it is true and you can demonstrate that what you say is true in your opinion, you should be fine.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.